Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph. Pick it up on Tzadi Mubayz, but about Mubayz, page 11 lines up by the two dots. The Mishnah was talking about that the Gid Anasha applies in both thighs, and that is B'yarch Shel Yamin V'yarch Shel Smol. Masis and Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is Nako, and like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Inunoig Eleba Achas only applies in one of them, but that's Machra Shel Yamin, and the Das is, and the logic is dictating, is weighing, is leaning towards saying that it's going to be the right one. One second. Mifshat Pshita Leil Rabbi Yehuda, is this Pashat him that it's going to be on the right side? Umay Das, and what does it mean when it says Das? It means Das Torah, it's the logic of the Torah, and that's what we're saying here. Odilma Safukim Safkele, maybe he's in a state of Suffolk as per whether, as to which one is the right or the left. Umay Das, and what does that mean? Logic is weighing. Das Note, it's leaning towards the idea to say it's the right one, but we don't actually know. Tashma, let's take a look. Let's see. We have a Mishnah in Psachim which says, Nosa, the bones, the sinews, and the leftover meat of the carbon Pesach, Yisrafu Lishishas, has to be burned on the 16th. Vavinam Bach. And we had a question that came up with that idea. Hani Gidi, the Gidim that we said over there, it says, Atzamas and Gidim, and Nosa, what the Gidi, Mayav the Tayu. What exactly are they? Igidi basa, if you want to say that they're flesh, meaning that they're spread throughout the muscle and the flesh, and they're soft and they're edible, then lichlinhu, then let them be eaten the night of the 15th together with the rest of the Pesach, Karm Pesach. Why do you have to burn the 16th? And I v'id iyasur, if you want to say that they were supposed to be eaten, but it's talking about a case where they're left over, hanu nosar, that's the case of nosar. Right? You don't have to say that. You have to say that twice, because it said atzamas agidim vanosa. That's the case. Nosa eligiti tzavar must be. It's those of the neck, which are not able to be eaten. They're too. They're not edible. Ila basaninu lishdinu. If that's the case, then just chuck them. Why do you have to burn them? Right? Rashi says throw them to the garbage because they're not considered basar at all. From Rav Chisum, he said lo nitzra eligid anasha. What are you talking about? Eligid anasha. It's a Gid Anasha and Valibit the Rabbi Yehuda Damer Inanoig Eleba Achas. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it only is something which it only applies to one of the thighs. Okay, let's understand. If you want to say, okay, so he's in a state of Suffolk as per what the din is with them, which one of them is Aser? So then now everything makes sense. Why? Because since one of them is Mutter, but neither can be eaten because of the uncertainty as to which one is mutter. Both of them have to be burned. Aliyah Mart Mishra Pshitel, if you say it's Pashatim, which one it is? So the Gid Anasha is only on the right one. So why does it say that both of them have to be burned? Dead Tera Lechlu. Just Lechlu. Let's just eat the left one. Yisrael Ishtayu. And then the right one, just chuck. So it must be in the state of Suffolk. Oh, so we see it's Suffolk. Says Gemara, nope, not a Raya, because I'm of Ika. Barchinin Aliyola May Malach Mishra Pshitel. We could actually say that really it's Pashatim. That's the right one that's going to be usher, and generally speaking, the left one can be eaten, the right one you chuck. Achmai Skinu, we're dealing with a specific case. You knew which one it was, but then it all got mixed up, so you're not sure which one it is right now. She says, it's Arvu. You just don't know which one it is, and therefore, since that's the case, now we have a bit of a problem. They have to be burnt. Beep. Turn the page. Sadi Aleph. Amad Aleph. Ravashi Yamar. Ravashi says as follows. Lo nischa'ela l'shamno. The Mishnah is when it talks about the Gid Anasha, it's only necessary in reference to the shuman, the fat of the Gid Anasha. The Mishnah is actually not talking about the Gid Anasha itself, but to the fat that's around it. The Tanya, we're looking at a Braisa. Shamno mutter, the shemen, the shuman, the fat is mutter midaraisa. V'Yisrael kedoshim nagubo iser. The Yidden that are holy, they want to be careful, they go ahead. What they do, they took upon themselves that they're going to say that it's Aser. They treat it like Aser, even though really make it then it's okay. Rashi says, Ha'osin siyag Torah nogu bo Aser v'hilkach al-karchach mishayar lei v'shumin haga v'sarfa bo'i hol midaraisa barachilehu. Let's take a look and see. So, since the fat is mutter midaraisa, but only from a hint minog, we don't need it. It always has to be burnt on the 16th. Okay, that's where Ravashi says. Ravina Amar. Right, Ravina says, Well, pardon, first Ravashi, that's who now is answering up for what the Mishnah meant when it says the Gidon, it's talking about the fat of the Gidon. Ravina says, Ravina Amar, Lon Tzrei Luk Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's Mishnah, when it mentions the Gidon over there, it's necessary only in reference to the outer sinew of the thigh, which goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then Shmuel. Don't Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shnei Gidon Hain, there are two Gidon, two sinews that run through the thigh. Pnimi Samach L'Asim, the inner one, which is close to the bone, Asav Chayim Alav. That's also one's going to be Chayim Malchus for eating it. And right, that's the Isser known as Gid Hanasha. Says Rashi, means Asser Min HaTorah, V'Chayav Malav. You're going to be Chayav for Malchus, Kedial Fulkaman Me'ayerech. V'Ochu Al Kaf, She'akaf, Basar, Agul, Asover, V'Sakulos, Dvukaba, V'Al Shem, Shehu, B'Tzad, Pnimi, Shayerech, Tzad, Shekul. Klape Yerech Chavertash Kishe Behim Chuberis Karli Pnimi. Therefore, it's called the inner one. The Chitzon Samach Habasar. You have an outer one, which is close to the basar, to the flesh. Aser Vein Chayv Malav. It's Aser, but you're not Chayv Malkus for eating it. It's just an Iser De Rabbanan. Now we're talking about the outer one that the Mishnah Psachim is talking about, and since the outer one is Mutter Midah Raisa, but only Midah Rabbanan, it's also therefore to be burnt on the 16th. So the Mishnah's din is actually not helping us at all in reference to the idea of the Gidon Nasha, which one is going to be also one on the right and the left one. Therefore, we don't know what Rabbi Yehuda would hold. Tashma, let's try again. Achal Mizeh Kezayis, or Mizeh Kezayis. Let's say he had a Kezayis of the right one and a Kezayis of the left one. Sofig Shmonim. You're going to get Malkus, 80 Malkus, right? This is a Mishnah coming up in Andaf Tzadi Vav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, who's been talking about the time, Eino Sofigel Arboim, note you only get 40. Yemar Bishalma Mifshat Pshita Lei Shapir. If you want to say, okay, it's Pashat to him, that the right one is the awesome one, okay, it makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're going to be Chayiv Malkus because he can be warned with certainty, right, before eating from the right one, that he's going to get Malkus. Eliyah might spook of a Suffolk if he says he's in a state of Suffolk. So why does he even get one set? Avialei Hasra Suffolk. Meshamin Alei Der Behuda, this is a doubtful warning. And we know, according to Behuda, the Amar Hasra Suffolk Lo Shema Hasra. Behuda's of the opinion that if it's a doubt for Hasra, then it's not, you don't get, it's not considered Hasra, the Tanya. For we learned in a Braisa. Bryce says about someone who's in the Musupik. You have two people and you don't know which one is his father. He could zeh v'chazv, he could zeh, kill it zeh v'chazv, kill it zeh, he could shneim v'asachas, or she kill shneim v'asachas, chayef, he's going to be chayef, he's going to be killed. If you don't remember v'asachas chayef, okay, if he did it at the same time, then he's going to be chayef. Because then for sure, he was warned about hitting or cursing his father. V'zeh v'zeh, pater, but if it's one after the other, so then he's not going to be chayef because we don't know which Hasra was the real Hasra. So why would it be? So since Rabbi Yehuda says that the person is going to get Malkus, we must commit that he holds that the right one is for sure Hasra. Says the Gemara, what? Hai Tana Savala Ki Idach Tana de Rabbi Yehuda. Not necessarily, and actually we could say that this Tana who brought this Mishnah agrees with another one who holds a different version of Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Amar Hasra Suffolk Shema Hasra, Hasra Suffolk is considered Hasra. The Tanya, for we learned in Ebraisa, Los Asimimena Boker. Pasuk says, but the Karban Pesach, you now leave it over till the morning, and if you do leave it until the morning, then you have to burn in the fire. Ba, Kos of Litin Asay Acher Los Asay. The Torah put in Asay, of what to do after the Los Haseh, of what not to do. All right, so don't do this, and if you did it, then do that. To tell you, you don't get Malkus for such a thing. Yaakov says, Lo min Hashem huzeh. That's not the reason that one doesn't get Malkus for leaving over part of the carbon. The reason that just leaving something over, you don't get Malkus, is because it's a lav shein bo maisa. It's a lav, it's a los hasei, it's a do not do. But there was no maisa, it was a lack of a maisa. You just left something. The chol lav shein bo maisa ain't lokan lav. Whenever you have a lav that there's no maisa, you don't get Malkus for it. So who does mashma that, if not for the fact that the pasuk gave and I say afterwards to burn it, then one would get Malkus for leaving it over. Now, the warning that comes before it, of course, is a Hasra'as Safik. And so we see that according to the Tana, this Pesach Yehuda says that a Hasra'as Safik actually works. And that the Tana of the Mishnah works with this Tana, and therefore you could say that it's going to be Chayav Malkus according to Yehuda, even if Yehuda is not clear whether the right one or the left one is the Aser one. Okay, so we're back to square one of we don't know whether he holds that it's Safik, if it's Vadeh or it's Safik, the right one, because we have another way of understanding how we could go the variant ways of Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Asra Safik, Shema or Lav Shema Asra. Tashma, let's try again to figure out about Rabbi Yehuda. What does he hold about the Ginnan Ashi? He knows for sure it's the right one or is it Masupik? Tashma, the Brisa says, Achol Shtei Gidim, Mishtei Yerechos, Mishtei Behemos. If he had two Ginnan Ashes from two thighs of two different animals, then Safik Shmonim, he's going to get 80 Malkus. If you know, man, ain't no Safik Alabama, he only gets 40. Amr Shtei Yerechos Mishtei Behemos. Since the Tana says from two thighs of two animals, Pshita the Tavayli Surah, it's obvious that he's talking about a case where both of them were Usser. Right, both came from the same side of the animal. So animal one, you came from one side, and animal two from the same side. That's where it's going to be Usser. L'Rabbi Yehuda, Itzrich, and it's necessary for the Tana to refer specifically to this case to explain Rabbi Yehuda, because the only case in which Yehuda is going to say two sinews or ussers if they came from different animals. If Yehuda was uncertain which one is the usser one, he couldn't have given Malkus at all on a person who eats two sinews from the same side, because they might both be mutter. It must be that it's pasha to him, that it's the right side, that's the usher one. Shma mi na. Okay, and so just to get clarity on the map over here, we said that in our Mishnah that the Gidon Asher from the right side and from the left side are both usher. And we said our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says only the right side is Aser. We weren't sure if he was Mesupik or he was certain. And it comes out of here, he was certain that only the right side is Aser. Now, says the Gemara, Vip Shitalei, if it's really Pasha to him, the Ganesha of the right thigh is going to be Aser one, Amai Sofik Abayim Vesulo, why does he say that the one who ate the two Ganeshas from the right side of two animals gets only 40 Malkus? Lokul Shmonim, they should have got 80 Malkus. We just brought the Brisa saying, if you had two animals and you had the right side of each of them, there's only going to get 40. Says, Menachem, I askinan could go into lesbos kezias. We're talking about a case where each individual ganasha didn't have a kezias, but both of them together, when you eat them, put them together, it comes out to be a kezias, and that's why you're going to get 40 for such a thing. Titania, we learned in the Brisa, Achlu Vembo Kazayas. Let's say somebody ate an entire Ganasha, but it doesn't have a Kazayas. Chayiv is going to be Chayiv Malkus. That's the Shita of the Tanakhama that says you're going to get 80 Malkus. And that was the previous one because he had each of the Ganashas, even though it wasn't a Kazayas each. The bottom line is that he gets Malkus because he had an entirety of it. That's what the Tanakhama says. Behudomer, Achibo Kazayas. No, I don't care if he ate the whole thing. It has to have a Kazayas. If it doesn't have a Kazayas, then you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus for such a thing. And therefore, when you have the two of them together, come to Kazayas, that's when you're Chayiv one. Okay, yo, time am I? Why is Rabbi Yehuda actually say this? Now that we know that he says the Ginesh is only on the right side, where does he get this from, that it's only going to be on the right side? Rashi says, Pshita le Rabbi Yehuda, Deshel Yamin. Where does he know it? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, Ha Yarech. The Pasuk says that when we talk, let me read the whole pasuk. Alkin lo yochu bnei Yisrael es gid hanasha asher al kaf hayarech ade yom hazeh. This is hayarech here. Ki naga b'kaf yarech Yaakov begin hanasha, because Yaakov got the smackdown from the malach. It means the most distinguished one of the thighs, and that is the right thigh. Okay. Now, what about the Rabbanan? What are they going to do with, How they explain ha yarech, the yarech, when they say really it's going to be asur on both legs. Ha hu de pashat yisurei v'kule yarech. They understand it to mean that the pashat yisurei v'kule yarech, that it's the isur of genanasha, is talking about the one that permeates the entire thigh. Let's talk about the inner one, la fukichiton delo, which is excluding the outer one that's not going to be asur. Rabbi Shimon Levi comes on and he gives us a different idea of where Rabbi Huda, that it's only to get a nush on the right thigh that's going to be Aser. Amar Kra, the pasuk says when Yaakov and the Malach are fighting, Behe Ofko Imo, right? When it says that they, hold on, the pasuk says, "Vayar ki lo yacholo." The Malach saw he wasn't able to beat him. So he said, "Let me beat him. If I can't beat him, let me beat him." So what does he do? He hits him in the kaf yarecho. Take a kaf yarecho, Yaakov behe afko imo. When he wrestled with him. Ki adam shechobek is chavero, v'yado magas lekaf yamida shechavero. Like we said yesterday's daf, that the previous daf, that when a person is like holding on, as in chovek his friend, so that his right hand reaches until the right side of his friend from behind, so it comes like wraps around and behind. And that's why he says that it was the right side. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani comes and he says that ke oved kochavim nidmalo. The Malach came to Yaakov and he looked like an oved kochavim, and what happened? Rashi explains that the Gemara is going to say he made sure to put himself to the left of him so that his right hand was next to the Malach, thinking that if the Ovid Chacham is going to try to kill him, he could fight him off with his right hand, and that's why he was on the right side. Damar Mar, Yisrael shenitva lo Ovid Chacham maderech. If he's joined by a guy on the road, and we're scared that maybe he's going to kill someone, they're going in the same direction, Tofel Yamino, keep the guy on your right side so you can fight him off, and the Malach therefore attacked Yaakov's right side, which is the side that was closest to him. Rav Shmuel bar Acha Kamed Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava bar Ula Amar Kitalmid Chacham Nidmalo. He actually appeared to him not like a Chacham, but like a Talmud Chacham. Manav Shach ends up being on the left side of this fellow, of this thing. Rashi says Kitalmid Chacham Nidmalo V'chile Kilo Yaakov Kavod Kilo Hu Rabo V'tafel Yimino Kedei Shehi Yaakov L'Smola Malach. Whenever you walk with someone who's more chashiv, they're supposed to be on the right side, you're on the left side. Therefore, if they hit, the first hit they're going to have is on the right thigh. And now it says, someone who walks to the right of his teacher, that is a bor. That's a person who doesn't get it right. Rashi says, here's the chachma derech eretz. What about the Rabbanan? They say the both Ganashas are going to be Usser. How they explain that this fight went down? She says the Pligia, the Rabbi Huda, the Asri, the Tervayu, Kasavi, Meachore, Asa, Venashi, the Tervayu, Iko, Vishtehim, Ashenashim, Kovin, Valu, actually ended up hitting both of their thighs. This is Rashi, the Gemara, Meachore, Asa, Venashi, the Tervayu. Basically, the mouth came from behind, hit both of them, and knocked out the right and the left on. V'rabbanan, hi be afko imo, my darshan be, have they darshan be afko imo? Mibayli lichet the idach to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi for this other statement of Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, melamed she ha'elu avak margulosam ad kise kavod. When it says in ve'afko imo that he was wrestling with him, that what happened, the dust went up to the kisei hakavod. Amazing. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, be'afkarimo, ksiv hasam v'anan avak raglav. And it says in Apostle in Nachum that Hashem's path is in a storm and in a tempest, and clouds are the dust of his feet. Why is it called the Ginnasha? Shenashimim Koma, because it sprang, Nasha means sprang from its place, V'Allah, and it moved upwards. Givchenu Omer, Nashsa Gvurasim Hayu Linashim. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that Their strength has sprung away. They become weak like women. Amar Rabbi Yossi, b'Rabbi Chanina. My Dechsev, what do we do with the Pasuk, which says, Davar Shalach Hashem b'Yaakov v'Nafal b'Yisrael. Hashem sent forth something in Yaakov, and it befell Israel. A Pasuk which is found in Yeshayahu. Davar Shalach b'Yaakov, Hashem said something in Yaakov, Zegin HaNasha, this is talking about the Gin HaNasha, V'Nafal b'Yisrael, Shepashat Yisur b'Chal Yisran, and it fell into Israel, its Isser spread throughout all of Israel. That now we can't have from the Gin HaNasha because of this whole thing over here. From Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, my Dechseh, what do we do with the Pasuk? It says, U'tvoach tevach v'achin. And Yosef said to the one in charge of the house, bring the men into the house. And it says, let meat be slaughtered and prepare it, for those men are going to dine with me at noon. Tevach, tevach, to let it be slaughtered means make it obvious to them that they should realize that this is going on, it's being slaughtered. Pralahem beis ha-shchita. Expose for them the cut, the place where the shchita happened. Rashi shalo yomu basar hanechira in yoachel. Lefisha b'nei Yaakov, shomer mitzvos ayu, da'af al-pi shelo nasna Torah, mekubalin hayu me'avaseim. Even though the b'nei Yaakov, okay, hold on, let's try this, what am I trying to say? Even though the Torah wasn't given yet, they still have a Kabbalah from their father that they eat stuff that's shechted. V'hachin, which says, prepare for them. What does it mean? Tol Gin HaNasha b'fneihem. Remove the Gin HaNasha in front of them. Let them see the Gin HaNasha is being removed. K'man Dalmer Gin HaNasha Nesel b'mnoach. This goes according to one who says that the Gin HaNasha was aser for Yaakov's kids, even before the Torah, when they were still called Bnei Noach. Rashi says, K'man Dalmer b'mesnisen, coming up in Kufal Abayis, Gin HaNasha Nesel b'hem, or the Bnei Noach, while they were still called Bnei Noach. Vayivaseh Yaakov levado. Now the pasuk says Yaakovina was alone. Vayavik ima ishimo adalus shachar. Now how did he end up alone? Rabbi Lasser, shishtayal al pachim ketanim. He remained back because of pachim ketanim, because of the small jars, small jugs. Rashi says the kol kelim chashuvim mekane umakne kvar umikne kvar haviron as nachal yabak. Kedachsev le'el, le'el meaning ve'yavar is kol asher lo, v'hu nishar al pachim ketanim shelo hispik lahavir v'chashko lo. They were moving, they moved all the stuff, and he didn't have time to go because it got dark, and he went for the pachim ketanim, he was there. Mikan le'tzadikim, here we see v'tzadikim shechaviv aleim amonim yosem iguf, and their property is more precious to them than their own bodies. Right? He stayed alone at night and put himself at risk in order to save these things, which seems to be small and insignificant. V'kol kach lama, why is it that they care so much? L'fishein poshtin yedein b'gaza, because they don't put their hands forth in acts of thievery, of stealing. Because they're scared that if they become poor, they're going to be tempted to now go ahead and steal. They don't want to be involved in any sort of stealing and whatever it is. And therefore, they're careful about all this stuff. Ve'avik ishimo adalos ha'shachar. And somebody wrestled with him. This man, so to speak, wrestled with him until the morning. And Rabbi Yitzchak mikan le'tamil chacham shalu yetzei yechidi b'layla. From here we see a tamil chacham should not go out alone at night. Okay, another source for that is Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Mehacha. Says from here, beep, turn the page. Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. Hine Uzora es Goren Hasa'orim. Behold, he will be winnowing the barley pile tonight. That's talking about Boaz. This is basically saying how Boaz went out to the granary and he didn't leave that during the nighttime. He's going to stay there. Hine Uzora es Goren Hasa'orim. Rabbi Yavoam, Rabbi says Mehacha, we learn from here. Vayashkim Avram Abokar Vayachav, which is Chamoro. I got up in the morning and he settled his donkey. And but he didn't leave before the morning, even though he wasn't traveling alone, but with Yitzchak and others. But if you don't do it with others, then for sure not at home. Rashi says, "V'lo kodem hayom ve'alfagav de'lav yichidi ha'vukoshkin yichidi." Don't go by yourself. Rabbanan Armi Yosef Me'acha from here. Lech na re'eyah shalom echecha ve'shalom. And Yaakov said to Yosef, "You know, go check out your brothers, go see how they're doing." And it says, Lashon of go and see. What does that mean, go and see? It says, Rashi, Be'isha Adam Yachaliros, you ever see only during the day. Rav Amar Yachal, we learn from here, V'yizach lo HaShemesh. And it says that after Yaakov's fight with the Malach, it says the sun rose for him. And Amar Rabbi Akiva, Akiva says, Sha'alti is Rabbi Gamliel, V'yaz Rabbi Yeshua, B'itliz Shel Imaum, in the meat market in Imaum. It says, Shuk Shemachem Bo Basar, Imaum is a Shemachem. When they were going to buy an animal for the feast of Rabbi Gamliel's son, it says, and the sun rose for him. What, it only rose for him? Didn't it rise for the entire world? It means the sun had set early for him. Says Rashi, Shaka Bavuro, Kodem Zmanim, first of all, Azel Lama Shaka, explains why that is. Zarcha Bavuro, and arose also early, specifically for him. The Chsiv, it says, Vayitze Yaakov Mirshav, Yelcharana, Uksiv, Vayivka Bamakom, and he got to the place, and he spent the night over there. The place is Eretz Yisrael, where Yaakov had the vision of the Malachim going up and down the ladder, and he called it Beit El. Now, these two psukim seem to contradict one another, because the first one says that Yaakov went all the way to Haran, which is way beyond Eretz Yisrael, but then it says that he was in Beit El when he spent the night. If Yaakov already reached Haran, how could he have afterwards stopped in Beit El? Kimati l'Haran Amar, because when he got to Haran, he said to himself, wait a minute, Efshar Avarti al Makom Shespalu Avosai, is it possible I passed the place where my forefathers prayed? How could that be? Any lowes palati? I didn't stop and daven over there. I got to go back and make sure I take care of that. As soon as he decided to go back, the ground between the Chor and the Bisel contracted, and beyond Yivka Malkom immediately got to this place. He daven there. When he finished, he wanted to go back to Chor. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Sadik Zeb Ba Lebeis Meloni V'Yipater." Below Lina, the son that comes to my house is going to leave without saying the night, Miyad Baal Shemesh, and immediately the sun set. And he didn't go out, we see he don't do it at night. Right? Good. And it says, what happened when Yaakov was there? What does he do? He took from the stones of that place over there and he put it around his head. He took the stone. Which one is it? Stones or stone? All of them gathered into one place. The tzaddik will put his head upon me. The tana, and all of them became swallowed up into one. Therefore, there was only one stone. Started with many and became one.
And the pasuk says, "Vayachalom v'hine sulam mutzavarta." You had a dream, and there was a ladder. It's going up to the heavens, coming up and down. Malachim going up and down. Tana, kama rachbo shel sulam. How much? That was the width. What was the width of the ladder? Shmona salavim parsos, 8,000 parsa. It's about 20,000 miles. Dechsev, as it says, "V'hine malachim elokim." Olim v'yordim of the Malachim of Hashem were going up and down this ladder. Olim shnayim, Olim is two, and yordim shnayim, two is. So therefore, when they're going up and down, they ended up passing each other. There was a distance, there was four of them. Uksiv be malach, uksiv be bim malach. And it's written about a malach, ugviyaso kitarshish, and his body was like the sea of Tarshish. Ugmir, the Tarshish, tre alfe parsi havum. We see that the sea of Tarshish is 2,000 wide, so it comes out to 2, 4, 6, 8, like 8,000 parsa, because there's a tour going up, a tour coming down. They pass each other at one point. Tana. Olin mistaklim bidioknu tishamala. The malachim went up and they looked at the image of Yaakov that was on, Rashi says, "Parts of Adam Shaba Arba Chayos with the Mus Yaakov." This is in Yecheskel. It says that by the Ma'aseh Merkava that he saw the holy chariot, the four Chayos, the angels of the highest levels over there. It had the heavenly chariot. Each of the Chayos had four faces: the face of a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. And the face of a man in the four Chayos was the image of Yaakov. Pardon. So it says, "Olam mistakem b'diokus shalmata, v'yordim mistakem b'diokus shalmata." They looked down and looked at the image of Yaakov below. Bola sakune, and they were jealous of Yaakov and they wanted to harm him. Yad v'hini Hashem nitzav alav. Then Hashem came and what does He do? He was standing over him. He was protecting him from the malachim. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, il mali mikar kasav. The pasuk was written. If shalom would be possible to say, impossible to say. Ka'adam shemini fal beno, because it's describing Hashem like someone who's taking care of his, fanning his son to protect him from the heat. They didn't want to hurt him on purpose. Mefarshim, some explained, they just wanted to look at him, but they came next to him, and their heat would hurt him.
Okay, Haaretz, Asher Atashochev Aleath, and the pasuk says, and Hashem said, "I am Hashem, the God of Avram, your father, and of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, because he is Yaakov, the ground on which you are lying on. I'm going to give it to your descendants." My Rav say, what's the greatness of this promise? As she says, Arba Amos Mishkevo Hefticha Loseis Labanov. We want to say that Hashem promised to give him in the sentence only 4 Amos that he was lying on. Rabbi Yitzchak Malamed Shekipla HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chol Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He folded up the entire Tesov. V'nicha Tachas Yaakov Avinu. He put underneath Yaakov Shetei Nochel Yikavish Labanov, in a way to show that it's going to be easier for his children to be able to conquer. I mean, just like Dalan Amos, it's easy to conquer. You can conquer this. Vayomer Shalchini Ki Allah Hashachar. And then it says that after they're fighting with the Malach, it says, like, send me away because it's the morning. Amar lo, he says to him, Ganav Ata Okuvyustus Ata Shemisari Min Hashachar. Why have to run away from the morning? Are you a Ganav? Are you a kidnapper that you're scared of the morning? Of the light of the daybreak. I'm a malach, and from the day I was created, my turn to say shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't arrive until today. Now is my chance to say shira. I gotta go spring to Hashem. Mesaile le Rabbi Chananel Amar Rav, Tam Rabbi Chananel Amar Rav, Shalosh Kitos Shal Malachei Asharis Amar Shiros B'Cholyom. There are three groups of malachim that say shira every day. All right, three groups say song. Sing one day, three groups do it on the next day, and a new group every day. Achas Omer is Kaddosh, one says Kaddosh, Achas Omer is Kaddosh, one says Kaddosh, Achas Omer is Kaddosh, Hashem Tzavakos. Meisvei, really? You're saying it's said by three groups over here, it's not said entirely by one group? Meisvei, Chaviv in Yisrael, Lefnei Kaddosh Baruch Hu, Yosem Melech Hashar, it's more beloved than Malachim. She Yisrael, Omer Mishir B'chol Yom, Yisrael says Shira every day. Melech Hashar says Omer Mishir Ela Pamachas B'yom, but they only say it once a day. V'amelah, some say Pamachas B'Shabbos, they only do it once a week. V'amelah, some say Pamachas B'chodesh, that they only do it once a month. V'amelah, some say Pamachas B'shana, V'amelah, Pamachas B'shavua, every 7 years. V'amelah, Pamachas B'yovel, V'amelah, Pamachas B'olam, right? Ever. V'Yisrael maskirin es Hashem achar shtei tevos. And the Yidden, they mentioned Hashem's name after two words. Shemar Shema Yisrael Hashem malach ha'asharis ein maskirin es Hashem ela achar shalosh tevos. Can we say Shema Yisrael, then the word Hashem after two words, Shema Yisrael? But they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzavakos. They have to say three things. They have to say Hashem. V'ein malach ha'asharis, and the malach ha'asharis they don't say it up atop until we say it down here. When the morning stars, I mean the Yidden, sing in unison, and only then, and all the heavenly beings shout out. And if you want to say that they split it up, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavakos, that means the third group is saying the word Kadosh and then Hashem right away. That means only after one word and not after three words. Right? So it goes against what we said. Ela, Achas Omer is Kadosh, V'achas Omer is Kadosh, Kadosh, V'achas Omer is Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavakos. But we have a thing. It says V'ha'ika Baruch, when it says Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkomo, the word Hashem is only after two words, not after three words. Rashi says the Huskar Achar Beis Tevis could say Baruch Kavod Hashem. What are you going to do with that? Rashi says right away, Mishane Baruch Ha'ofanim Hu Dam Relay Shehem Mekis Yaakov and Atzmo. They're from the Kis Yaakov and Atzmo. The Ofanim, these high level angels, Chamina Nan Ber Malachim. We're talking about standard protocol Malachim. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi Beis Amin Aleph. Baruch Ofanim Hudamri. There are Ofanim who say that. Or in other answers, you by saying, Kevin de Yisayev, Rishus de Yisayev. Once Rishus is given, Rishus is given. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Once Rishus is given, the Haskir, the Kfar is Kiru, but Kadosh, Lacha Shalosh Shevus, it said Shalshavach, after three times, then Yisayev, Rishus Lad Kuri Lahadia, Lade, Lahadia, Lahade. You could say this one also, they have Rishus, so you could say after two words. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Gonna say y'all a great, great day.